This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. You know what? I didn't talk about the State of the Union, and I needed to. Here's what I will tell you about the State of the Union. President Trump covered a lot of it in Davos. Not a whole lot of surprises. I'm going to get into some things that I found very interesting in terms of the State of the Union. But what I also want to do is I want to review some of the things that Barack Obama said. There was a synopsis done of all the promises that this guy made year upon year. It is mind-boggling how many of these promises that were not kept, never followed up on. And do you know the media never said a word? Here's what I'm curious about. Are they going to go back and look at some of the promises? And we've got them. I broke them out by year. I want you to listen to these promises, and I want you to ask yourself, what didn't happen? Then, and we're not going to play them back to back because it's 13 minutes with people just cutting them down to what he said. 13 plus minutes, almost 14 minutes. But what's interesting is that you'll hear the same ones over and over. We got to implement comprehensive immigration reform. And you go, okay, you said that last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And it's just, it is a pipe dream beyond imagination. And it was everything people wanted to hear. And I'm going to tell you, I don't recall a single time the media came back and said, you know what, you promised this last year. You said this was going to happen. By year seven, and you heard the State of the Union, you would think that the media would say, man, please, Negro, please, you have not lived up to any of these promises. Wait till you hear them and you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think the left is going to give Donald Trump a pass? Donald Trump has been in office a year. He's done miraculous things. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to warn you about the stock market. It's the same warning that I gave during the time of Obama when he was printing money to make the stock market, you know, do what it does. Donald Trump inherited a stock market that was on a bubble. And I'm talking about it was ready to pop. It's ready to go at any minute. And because of all the things he's done, the stock market went on steroids. It's been exuberance by many people. They feel good about, you know, what's going on in the market and had to get on. I'm in it myself. All right? But it's a dangerous proposition. Because a lot of the things that have to happen, you know, or quite frankly, it's going to take a Herculean effort to reach the potential that is now in the stock market. That bubble hadn't had enough time to settle back before it started to continue to expand. And that's a problem. The bigger problem is Donald Trump shouldn't be taking credit for the way that he is because a lot of very, very wealthy people want to see that bubble pop. Now, imagine it this way. He continues to grow the economy, growing jobs and things like this. That's wonderful. But the stock market starts to retract. And it goes down to, say, 23,000. Still a good number. Much higher than when Barack Obama was in office, but very low in comparison to the 26 and change that it was at. People are going to have to start looking for value again at some point. And Trump's economy hasn't had enough time to recover. Now, I'm in the stock market, but the best thing that could possibly happen is for it to settle. Not seeing the growth. Now, it retracted big time the other day. And I don't know where it's going to settle at. I'm just telling you, be careful with that. That's why I said Barack Obama never, until the very end, he never celebrated the stock market. He celebrated it at the end because he was leaving. He was like, what are you going to do? No matter what happens, I'm done. That's my number. I got it at this much. I grew it to this much. So what? It cost us $10 trillion. Who couldn't grow the stock market from whatever the number was when he got it to whatever it was when he ended with $10 trillion? A trained monkey, an untrained monkey could have grown the stock market to those numbers. But now Donald Trump inherits a $10 trillion void. Paper money. Well, $8 trillion of it paperless. Not backed by anything. It's just, I should say, you know, it's vapor. Not backed by anything. Not a gold standard. Not more productivity in the American system under Obama. Now, what Trump's done is he started filling that. But has he filled $8 trillion, $10 trillion worth? No. He talks about, well, we've got $6 trillion in the market. That's okay. That's fictitious. We have $2 trillion that came back from government deregulation. Government taking out the bureaucracy out of business. We probably got a couple trillion that came through tax breaks. That's not going to be felt right away because the Treasury is going to suffer because it isn't getting that money in, and that money isn't being reclaimed yet in the new businesses and the tax base that the business is being created. So you're going to have that void for a bit. Now, you're still going to have regulations cutting some other things, but Trump has to be very careful of the timing of these things. The other thing, he's got to look at is the interest rates. He can't see these interest rates creep up. The new Fed person, the chairman that's going to replace Yellen, needs to be aware of how to hold those numbers firm in a growing economy and, you know, and balance that with T-bills and other, you know, things that the government's going to need to take on certain debts. So it's a complicated model. Now, I like that Trump is in charge of it, but I'm just saying what he should be saying about the stock market is, I inherited a mess from Barack Obama, a fictitious market. That market has continued its expansion, but you never know when that market is going to correct, and there are too many people that are against me who can influence the market. Keep that in mind. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. State of the Union? What do you think about the State of the Union? When I think about State of the Union addresses, I don't get all excited about them. It's just I would watch one for Obama just to tweet and make people laugh and get new Twitter followers. But other than that, I didn't care because he's lying. He lied about the State of the Union. And when we come back, we'll come in with one of his clips and we'll discuss it, each one of them. And then we'll weave in a little bit of President Trump's. But I don't want us to take our eye off the ball. Our eye has to stay on FBI, McCabe, the Democrat gamesmanship that's going on, why it will not work, and it's all because of you. Anyway, as I said, we've got a lot to talk about. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Back.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the KJ Radio, well, Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com. I'll get it figured out. Anyway, the reason I want to talk about the State of the Union is because of what something Donald Trump did that I thought was genius. I really did. He took a cross section of people, and they, all presidents do this, but most of them do it because, you know, for all the wrong reasons. It's a photo op to say, well, we got so-and-so up here, you know, and illegal and all that. And that's what the Democrats did. The Democrats, we're going to bring a bunch of illegals to the State of the Union. Great. Bring them. Let me just tell you this. The first thing you need to understand, the State of the Union, it is in great hands. It is. It's going to take a while to dump out, to flush out the system that was Barack Obama, but you don't see Donald Trump complaining. Down the road, he probably will. I'm just warning you. He's going to have to complain. Because you can't have done as much damage to the economy as Barack Obama did and it not have an impact. So we're going to have a bit of a retraction before we have the real economy kick in. And here's what you better be thinking about. Does that retraction occur 2 or 3 months before the election. Because my suspicion is that's what the Democrats will be planning for their October surprise, is they bail out of the market. They get Donald Trump, take all this credit, they get the market up to who knows, some crazy number, and then they bail out. And they're like, ooh, ooh, looky, looky. But here's the thing. I don't know what the market was when Trump started, 21,000 and change or something like that. Now it's over 26. So if it were to go down to 23, it would be good, right? It wouldn't be horrible. But you can bet that the left will go, see, look at that. This economy stinks. The stock market is in. Because you, and that's why I warned earlier, you don't want to tie yourself necessarily to the market. But the union is in great hands. Donald Trump is right. But he wants to bring those companies that he spoke to at Davos, he wants them coming in. He needs all these things to start coming in the next quarter. He needs all this stuff to start kicking in. I know that's a short amount of time. In government speak, it's like that's lightning speed. Generally speaking, it might take 2 or 3 years before a lot of these types of things show significant impact. But Trump has made quite a bit of impact early on, and he needs that impact to count right away. He needs money circulating. That's what drives it. That's the engine that fuels the economy. People can start to save later. He needs it circulating. Now, the double-edged sword is, to get it circulating, you got to give it some incentive. And the incentive is, people may not want, I mean, until the interest rates rise, people tend to say, I'm just going to kind of stick to my guns. You know, they're not necessarily going to put that money, you know, to work at different things. They need incentive. So hopefully they'll get it. Look, I'm no economist. I'm certainly not trying to play myself off as being the smartest guy in the room when it comes to this stuff. But those are my overview, layman look at the world thoughts. And I know I believe in my heart of hearts I'm right about it. So we got to, it's our responsibility to keep that engine flowing. Now, not stupidly. Don't go out and get yourself in a lot of debt. Go out and start businesses. Invest in people. But here's what I liked about what Trump did. He brought in Corey Adams, a welder at Staub Manufacturing Solutions in from Ware, Ohio, a battleground state. And he brought in his wife as well. And they were the first-time homeowners in 2017. They said they're going to invest their extra tax money into their children's education savings. Great guy. Corey and his wife, black couple. Elizabeth Alvarado was there. Freddie Cuevas. Robert Mickens. Evelyn Rodriguez. Different, had their kids there. Close friends since elementary school, but in September of 2016, two of those girls were chased down and brutally murdered by MS-13. What a great way to highlight the scourge of immigration that allowed these gangbangers from El Salvador by way of Mexico and all these MS-13 gang, you know, that the people that sympathize with them, and showcase these people should not be in this country. Love that. Donald Trump saying, look, this is no joke. This is what happens when you have the type of immigration policy that the left has allowed to occur. While the rest of the country on the left is trying to be, you know, divisive, Donald Trump's bringing in people that show you that people don't matter. Color of people don't matter. John Bridges, founder of the Cajun Navy, 2016, a nonprofit rescue and recovery organization. These are the people that responded to the flooding in South Louisiana and 2017's Hurricane Harvey in Texas. They helped thousands of people. And from that came the Cajun Navy. A nonprofit group that's going to do what? It's going to solve the problems of America before the government can even think about it. People on the ground helping their fellow man. David Dahlberg, fire prevention tech in Southern California, saved 62 children and the staff from a burning encampment. I mean, 62 people saved because of one man's bravery. See, there's no politics in that. I don't care what David Dahlberg's politics are. I don't care what the politics of those 62 children and staff members. But in July of 2017, as a raging fire was preparing to essentially annihilate these folks, a man took it upon himself to save 62 human beings. And I think 99.9% of the people in America would have done it unquestionably. Agent C.J. Martinez spent 15 years working with the United States Immigration Service, ICE. You know him as ICE. Homeland Security. And he was in the investigative unit that was trying to dismantle criminal organizations. He had more than 100 arrests of MS-13 gang members who were prosecuted from crimes from homicide, assault, narcotics, and weapons trafficking. Again, Donald Trump highlighting people that matter, people that are protecting this nation, people who are doing things in this country in order to, when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about the couple that invested in a business. Now they've got went from 23 employees to 37 employees. Why? Because Donald Trump gave them their money back. And the left tell you they're the ones who help, right? They're the ones who make a difference. No, they're not. When we come back, I want to play some of these clips of Barack Obama and his promises. We're going to go year by year and dissect that this clown did nothing of what he said. He ruined this economy, and it began with Obamacare. And the rest of it was nothing but broken promises and empty suit rhetoric that the left happens to like.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Kevin Jackson Show.
Pleased to say that the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act is now law. Over the next 2 years, this plan will save or create 3.5 million jobs. More than 90% of these jobs will be in the private sector. We have launched a housing plan that will help responsible families facing the threat of foreclosure lower their monthly payments and refinance their mortgages. We will double this nation's supply of renewable energy in the next 3 years. An investment that will spur not only new discoveries in energy, but breakthroughs in medicine and science and technology. We will soon lay down thousands of miles of power lines that can carry new energy to cities and towns across this country. And we will put Americans to work, making our homes and buildings more efficient so that we can save billions of dollars on our energy. It will launch a new effort to conquer a disease that has touched the life of nearly every American, including me, by seeking a cure for cancer in our time. And it makes the largest investment ever in preventive care, because that's one of the best ways to keep our people healthy and our costs under control. It's a commitment that's paid for in part by efficiencies in our system that are long overdue. I held a fiscal summit where I pledged to cut the deficit in half by the end of my first term in office. My administration has also begun to go line by line through the federal budget in order to eliminate wasteful and ineffective programs. We have already identified $2 trillion in savings over the next decade. If your family earns less than $250,000 a year, you will not see your taxes increased a single dime. We must also address the growing cost in Medicare and Social Security. And we must also begin a conversation on how to do the same for Social Security while creating tax-free universal savings accounts for all Americans.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Unbelievable to look at the list of things that Barack Obama promises. That was 2009. Yeah, that was his 2009 State of the Union. And let me tell you, you want to go through this line item by line item, as he says? He says he would create 3.5 million jobs. He lost 5 million jobs. That's right. Unbelievable, the number. It's astounding. He says he would double the energy that we would receive from green energy. And what did we have? We had company after company, green energy company, go out of business. He talked about breakthroughs in medicine. Donald Trump talked about the FDA, how long it takes to get approval for medicines. He even talked about the people who are near death, who want experimental drugs in the United States, won't allow it, and says, no, you got to get on a plane, fly around the world, and look for these cures while you are facing the most grave situation of your life. No breakthrough. He talked about power lines that would be under the ground that would deliver twice the power. Anybody seen those power lines? I haven't seen him. He says they were going to launch a cancer effort. He launched it in the last year of his presidency and put, guess who? Joe Biden in charge. Wow. Joe Biden. Crazy Uncle Joe. He says, under Obamacare, our rates would go down. You want to know why? Because everybody would be doing preventive care. I don't know about you, but my rates quadrupled. So where's all this preventive care? The preventive care is not a, you're not able to take advantage of that because of the copays and the deductibles. He essentially made you not be able to go to the hospital. We're sicker today under Obama than we were in the past. And I can tell you that's a fact because in my family, I know that that's the case. We have to look at the budget to go, you know, you got the flu. It's really bad. Well, I don't know. Can't go. He says he would cut the deficit in half by the end of his first term. You know what he was banking on? Barack Obama was banking on the idea that George Bush had ballooned the deficit so much by bringing in that $787 billion finance, you know, to save the world, almost $1 trillion. He relied so much on the deficit being super high that Obama promised he could cut it in half. And he didn't. He says he would go line item by line item to get rid of wasteful government spending. Anybody think that happened? I'm talking about, folks, this is 2009. I should fast forward and let you hear his 2016. But I just wanted to understand how pie in the sky this guy was. How unreasonable, how naive, and quite frankly, how dangerous. He says he was going to go line item by line item and eliminate wasteful programs. It would amount to, in his words, $2 trillion in savings. We never experienced it. He didn't go line item by line item, get rid of any pork, go to the center, well, I think it's called the Centers Against Government Waste or something like that, CAGW. Go look at all the things that we spent money on that are frivolous and wasteful. You know, generally hundreds of thousands of dollars if it's small. Millions if it's, you know, a little bigger than small. Billions in some cases. And Barack Obama vetoed none of it. He sent none of it back to Congress. These were empty words. Everything this man said was nothing more than to give you the illusion, to make you feel good about what was coming out of his mouth. You were hopeful because he made it appear as though he cared. Look, if we do these things, this will happen here. If we don't, nothing's going to happen. But you were like, wow, he's gonna save three and a half million jobs. That sounds so good. He's going to double our energy. Yeah, we're going to have all these breakthroughs in medicine and these power lines that go into our houses and they're going to be twice the power. And we're going to get rid of those overhead ugly power lines and nobody's going to die from the power, you know, stuff that the clusters that happen when you live around power lines anymore. Cancer will be cured. We're going to have these efficient homes. No more paying for electricity that costs a gazillion dollars because we're going to have this, you know, all this green energy. It was all a ruse. Preventive care. If you make under $250,000, you weren't going to have any new taxes. Oh, except for the new taxes on your income tax, the new higher sales taxes, the new tax that we're going to add to fuel, and the new tax we're going to get for climate change. But other than that, no new taxes. Period. He talked about redoing things with Medicare and Social Security. Now we're supposedly going to ease things in. I said, we had Obamacare, why do we need Medicare? We have a government, why do we need Social Security? Government's funding everything, right? That's the way it works under Obama. I love what President Trump did in his State of the Union. It wasn't pie in the sky. It was, what did we accomplish? See, there's a saying in management consulting. You got to know what your as is. You got to be truthful about where you are before you go to your 2B. Now, I'm sure Barack Obama explained in his 2009 State of the Union how bad it was. He inherited a mess. Y'all remember that? Yeah, he inherited a mess, and he needed to clean it up. So he gave us, you know, I'm sure he regaled us with, when I took over, we had debt, we were, you know, blah, 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 whatever. $10 trillion of debt, we had a deficit that was, has ballooned, we have, you know, unemployment looking bad, we're in, what did he call it, a recession. In a recession. He had to fix all that mess that white man left him. That white man probably left it on purpose. So he had to fix all that before he could get to work. But when he gets to work, here's what he's going to do. He's going to stop that. He's going to give you 3.5 million new jobs. He's going to do that, I guess, in a year. Donald Trump gave us 2.4 million jobs his first year in office. I'm just putting it in comparison. Estimates are Obama lost, I think it was 4 million. I may have said 5, but I think it was 4 million jobs lost. Then Obama promises our new energy things and breakthroughs in science. And how can he promise this? He's the government. How can he promise this? Is he working with Bayer? Who's he working with to promise us breakthroughs in science? What is he telling? He's going to take our money and put it there. He's promising new power lines. The place that Barack Obama built was utopia. It exists nowhere on the planet. Doesn't even exist in his mind. It was meant to fool people into believing that he knew what he was doing. Nothing he said worked. Everybody's going to have a new savings plan. What's wrong with the 401k? Oh, no, we need the MIRA so poor people can save. It was ridiculed by Wall Street. They said it's not even possible. It would be a lost leader for them to do that. But as I've said, Barack Obama is an economic clown, an economic moron, to say the least.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The State of the Union highlights for me, since we didn't cover it yesterday, Hillary didn't give that doggone speech. That was the biggest highlight, right? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, lots of stuff. Trump had some zingers in there. And, you know, it was funny. The White House goes, this is a bipartisan speech. And it was. He talked about black unemployment being the lowest. The Congressional Black Circus clowns just sat on their hands. They're mad. See, what people don't understand is this opposite world for the left. The real people, sane people go, you announce that black unemployment is down, you would think that the Congressional Black Caucus would be clapping, would be saying, yeah, we did this, even though they didn't. We're the reason that they didn't do that. You want to know why? Because number one, they can't say it because it's Trump's, Trump is the reason. And number two, they hate Trump. They hate progress in the black community. Are you kidding? You want the Congressional Black Caucus to celebrate that crime is down in black neighborhoods, that blacks are going to college, saving houses, 401ks growing, getting jobs, you know, stopping teenage pregnancy? What? No way. They live on strife. They live on angst. They live on anger. It was crazy to just sit there and watch this. Nancy Pelosi, I'm going to just say, she shouldn't eat ribs before she goes to the State of the Union. She was sucking on them, face all contorted, trying to get them that rib meat from between her teeth, apparently. Because, man, she had a scowl. And she kept contorting her face, you know, like, ugh. I don't know if you saw it. I mean, she was mad. It was a sea of madness on the Democrat side of the aisle. And you know the biggest reservation, the biggest thing, observation, not reservation, observation for me, and I mean this is truly the biggest observation. The Democrats at times when Donald Trump would say something that you're forced to agree with, like we got to keep our military strong and make sure they have the right weapons, prevent needless deaths, avoid wars, whatever, things that are universally accepted. A few Democrats would kind of start to stand up, and then they'd look around like, oh, shoot, did I get caught? Was I supposed to do that? Oh, no, I hope there won't be hell to pay that I actually almost stood up for something that I believe in. They truly are like Stepford Wives over there. They check. They look around to see who agrees, who disagrees. Oh, my goodness. Please don't be mad at me, Nancy. Please don't be mad at me, little Chucky Schumer. Please don't be mad at me, whomever. I'm just telling you, it is the vibe. And that's the word we use in the vernacular. The vibe over there is not good. The fear that exists in them not presenting this unified force is palpable. You can actually feel it. You can see it. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Next year, in the next State of the Union, they're going to be standing. They're going to be people who are fearless. You're going to watch the Democrat power base completely crumble. I'm telling you, folks, you don't have to. Okay, just because I don't wear one of those Swami hats and have a crystal ball does not mean I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you right now, next year and every year after this, you're going to watch the Democrats slowly crack. They're going to, I mean, I'm not even going to tell you slowly. This year they will crack. The worst thing that can happen right now, now that the State of the Union is over, is we're back to normal. We're back to Russia again. And the new conspiracy theory is that Nunes is a Russian spy. That's where they've gone with this. We're also being told that releasing the FISA memo may very well be treasonous. We'll get to that later because I want to stay on this topic for a while. So, the highlights. Hillary Clinton didn't give the speech. The Democrats acted like Stepford Wives, and at some point, somebody over there is going to grow a pair and start going against the grain. And they're going to find success in saying, you know what? We need to stop fighting this man, and we need to start supporting him. For the record, had Barack Obama done this, had he been this successful, I would have recommended that for the Republicans. Don't fight him. If Barack Obama was negotiating trade deals and evening out what's going on and getting the trade deficit in, you know, into check, then I would have said support his trade policy. What Barack Obama did was he wanted to sign the Trans-Pacific Partnership, where we had a $387 billion deficit in trade against China. We had this is 2016 numbers, roughly a $68 billion trade deficit with Japan. And we had a $28 billion trade deficit with South Korea. And he says, let's sign up for more of this great plan. $500 billion almost of trade deficit in one region of the world alone. And Barack Obama wants to sign a new partnership. Hey, let's get some more of that beating. The only time I've ever signed up for a beating was when I was in martial arts. I paid for that because it was going to get me something down the road. Like, it was going to prevent a future beatings. But I've never seen anybody sign up to get their butt kicked, and there's no, and the future is you're going to continue to get your butt kicked. Well, I guess there are masochists. For all intents and purposes, the Chinese were our dominatrix, okay? And we were going over there going, ow, hit me harder, hit me harder, hit me harder. What an idiot. So Trump says, no, we're going to get rid of, we're not going to do this anymore. We'll get to that in a bit, too. Democrats apparently care more about MS-13 gangbangers than they do citizens. Trump brought two couples whose daughters, one on the eve of her 16th or 17th birthday, were killed, brutally murdered by MS-13 gang members who, by the way, went to school with them. Killed. Why? Probably because they rebuffed them. Didn't want to, you know, be their boyfriend or whatever. So these guys go, hey, no big deal. We got Democrats running these cities. Six MS-13 gang members. Can you imagine their lives? What do you think were the lives of the kids in this school being bullied and harassed? And not the threat of getting their butts beat, but the threat of death. And oh, by the way, they backed it up. And when Donald Trump is applauding these people, telling them that the nation feels for them over the death of their daughters, American citizens, at the hands of illegals that were brought into this country illegally under the children, protecting the children, and the Democrats sat their butts down, would not stand for that. That should tell you a lot, folks. They didn't stand for lots of stuff. Trump said we 100 times more than he said I. Somebody did the count. What he laid out was, here's what we've done. And I'm going to go back to, when you're laying out a strategy, you got to know where you are. Here's our as is. In a year, here's what we accomplished. We got rid of onerous regulation. Barack Obama says he took $2 trillion off in his 2009 speech by line item vetoing stuff. It was a lie. It didn't happen. Trump says I took $2 trillion off by getting rid of all these regulations that were stifling business. It happened. If you put a checkbox on the things that Donald Trump laid out, I mean, I don't know if you watched it, and it's old today. I should have talked about it. I'm not going to lie to you. But I was, you know, I was caught up in the McCabe stuff. But if you put a checkbox on the things that Donald Trump accomplished and said he accomplished, so it took $2 trillion out from onerous legislation. He brought coal back, clean coal, which means employment. He's brought 2.4 million jobs. He's taken, I don't know how many people, but he didn't say, but a bunch of people are now off of welfare, right? It goes to, stands to reason that they are no longer becoming wards of the government. He's brought back X, I don't know, he gave a number, but it's the number of manufacturing jobs, which are the ones that people focus on. Not talking about service job, bean picker jobs. We're talking about manufacturing, good paying jobs. He highlighted a couple who had a company because of the tax break they were expanding. He brought one of their employees, a black guy who's a welder. And you know why it was important? He was saying to young black folks, you don't have to go to college and get some degree in social justice warrioring. You can get out there and get a job and be good at what you do and be featured by the President of the United States because you're good at welding. There's nothing wrong with being a good welder. In fact, I would tell you, learn how to weld even if you're a banker. Case the zombie apocalypse hits. Thankfully, we've staved that off a bit now that we've got a real president. And there were many other things. One of the most poignant things that I believe President Trump said was, Americans are dreamers too. And that was a powerful message to say to the left, you're focusing on the wrong dreamers. There are people in this country that you should be focused on in every one of your districts, and you've let them down. Americans are dreamers too. In fact, we are so much dreamers, they call it the American dream. And they don't call it that because it's for foreigners to come over necessarily. They call it that because when you become a citizen of this country, you have access to it.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.